May the Lord help us to commence with hymn 1099. Jesus, omnipotent to save, exalted Prince of grace, light, life and love thou dost bestow on men of vilest race. Hymn 1099.
Thank you. us read together from the Word of God, from two portions of Scripture. First, the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 9. Reading as far as verse 20. The Acts of the Apostles, chapter 9. And Paul and Saul, yet breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, went unto the high priest, and desired of him letters to Damascus, to the synagogues, that if he found any of this way, whether they were men or women, he might bring them bound unto Jerusalem. And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined round about him a light from heaven. And he fell to the earth, and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And he said, Who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And he, trembling and astonished, said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? And the Lord said unto him, Arise, and go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. And the men which journeyed with him stood speechless, hearing a voice, but seeing no man. And Saul arose from the earth, and when his eyes were opened, he saw no man. But they led him by the hand, and brought him into Damascus. And he was there 3 days without sight, and neither did eat nor drink. And there was a certain disciple at Damascus named Ananias, and to him said the Lord in a vision, Ananias. And he said, Behold, I am here, Lord. And the Lord said unto him, Arise, and go into the street which is called Straight, and inquire in the house of one Judas, of one called Saul of Tarsus, for behold, he prayeth, and hath seen in a vision a man named Ananias coming in, and putting his hand on him, that he might receive his sight. Then Ananias answered, Lord, I have heard by many of this man, how much evil he hath done to thy saints at Jerusalem. And here he hath authority from the chief priests to bind all that call on thy name. But the Lord said unto him, Go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me, to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. For I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake. And Ananias went his way, and entered into the house, and putting on his hands on him, said, Brother Saul, the Lord, even Jesus, had appeared unto thee in the way as thou camest, hath sent me, that thou mightest receive thy sight, and be filled with the Holy Ghost. And immediately there fell from his eyes as it had been scales, and he received sight forthwith, and arose and was baptized. And when he had received meat, he was strengthened. Then was Saul certain days with the disciples which were at Damascus, and straightway he preached Christ in the synagogues, that he is the Son of God. Now please turn to Paul's epistle to the Philippians, chapter 2, and we read the first 11 verses. Philippians chapter 2. If there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels and mercies, fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. For, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Here then, we leave the reading of God's word, and may he bless it to us. Help us now to pray. Kind and ever merciful and gracious Lord God, once again, dear Lord, little company of poor sinners are found gathered together in thy house at the evening hour of thy day. And Lord, we come praying that thou condescend to come and meet with us. Indeed, do, Lord Jesus, dear Lord Jesus, do come and make one more in our midst. And not only make one more, Lord, but be found here as the master of the assembly. Lord, we come desiring to be like dear Mary, and sit at thy feet and hear thy word. To be like those two on the road to Emmaus. How thou didst open up thy word unto them and to their understanding. And now they constrain thee to abide with us, for the day is far spent. Lord, and they went eventually home. And they said, and did not our heart burn within us? Oh, that there may be a little of that blessed love of Jesus shining forth into our heart and souls at this evening hour, and that our hearts may be warmed with heavenly heat. Thou then draw near and nigh unto us and abundantly bless us, we pray. Oh, with the riches of thy grace and thy love and thy mercy. Lord, we are sinners. We're poor sinners. But Lord, we come to thee because thou art a blessed Saviour and a glorious Redeemer. And Lord, we pray thou wilt then condescend to have pity and compassion upon us. Dear Lord, thou wouldst not send that multitude away lest they should faint. Then, Lord, we pray that none may be sent empty away from thy house this night. Lord, thou wilt meet with them and speak with them, commune with them, and bless their souls abundantly, so that they can say, the Lord met with me there. Lord, and what a mercy blessing this would be for sinners to testify of thy loving kindness, of thy goodness, of thy mercy. Ah, Lord, and indeed we are undeserved at the least of all thy notice and of all thy mercies. But, dear Lord, we plead with thee for thine own great namesake, thine honour, glory, and thy praise, that thou wilt bless souls this evening hour. Ah, Lord, one is called to preach, yes. Lord, but oh, to be the messenger in the Lord's message. Ah, Lord, and it's that message we pray that thou wilt bless to those that hear the word this evening hour. Then, Lord, do come and do meet with us. Oh, empty, send us not away. And knowest how each have come, Lord, and it may be some have, as it were, have come on their knees, or praying their way along, asking thee to bless them, asking thee for some token for God, asking for peace and pardon, forgiveness, asking for Jesus to be revealed to their heart and souls as the hope of their eternal glory. Then, dear Lord, do hear prayer. Oh, and pray that thou wilt condescend to a few poor sinners of low estate. Ah, the psalmist speaks, remembered us in our low estate. Ah, his loving kindness. And we pray, dear Lord, that we may know something of that here this evening hour. Lord, do then come. Oh, we plead with thee, Lord. We plead with thee that thou would not send us away empty. We plead, Lord, that thou would meet with us and bless us. We want to hear thy voice. We want to see Jesus. We want him who is the altogether lovely and the chiefest among 10,000. Oh, it's our prayer is, Jesus, reveal thyself to me. Then, Lord, do come. Oh, gracious Lord, incline thine ear. And my request vouchsafe to hear my never-ceasing cry, and give me Christ, or else I die. Lord, do help us. Do be with us. Then, Lord, do graciously help. Ah, Lord, we're trying to pray, Lord, and our prayers seem so poor, feeble, and Lord, we speak reverently, but they seem jumbled up. But Lord, we do pray that thou wilt help us and be with us. Oh, one said, Lord, mine's an urgent, pressing case, and thou knowest, Lord, if there's one or more here tonight that comes like that,
Lord, then may they prove thy divine compassion, and that thou wilt not send them away empty, that thou wilt hear their prayer, their cry, that upward glance of the eye when none but God is near. And Lord, do bless. Lord, do help us to bow before thee in confession of sin and guilt. It's all known, sadly, to thee. We cannot hide anything from thee. Lord, but we are sinners, and we come before thee, Lord, confessing our sin and guilt. There's so much of it, Lord, within us. We don't have to look at others. Lord, we only have to do as thy word tells us to do. Turn thine eyes within, and thou shalt see greater abominations than these. Then have mercy upon us. Oh, that we may indeed be amongst those that cry and sigh for the abominations done in the land. Oh, to sigh and cry for the abominations done in our own hearts. Then, Lord, do hear our prayer. Now, Lord, do remember once more and bless, Lord, this little cause of truth, and do bless them together. Do bind them together in love and unity, the bond of peace. Do make thy goodness pass before them. Dear Lord, do bless. We think of thy servants, Lord, as they come here to preach. Lord, oh, that thou grant them liberty. They may indeed dip their foot in oil and be found acceptable unto the brethren. They may indeed point to thy redeeming blood and say, behold the way to God. Then do grant grace and help and liberty, that liberty the Holy Spirit to rest upon them. And Lord, for this people we pray that thou wilt give them hearing ears and wise and understanding hearts. Give them, Lord, faith to believe and to receive thy word, and grace to receive thy word. And Lord, do abundantly bless. We do pray again that thou wilt remember our friends here that hold office, undertake for them. And in their burdens that they carry, be near, help them commit all into thy hand, and pray that thou make thy goodness pass before them and this church and congregation, we pray. Remember those absent, Lord, we pray thou wilt bless them and be very near, very gracious. Our Lord, we thank thee for the children and the little ones. Lord, that music of the babes, as one said in the past. Lord, we do thank thee for thy goodness and mercy to thy people here, and all that there may be that seed raised up to continue to call thee the Redeemer blessed. Bless the dear children. Go before them in life's pathway. And the young ones, we pray, thou lead them and guide them aright in the affairs of life. Oh, that they may find suitable employment, and they may also be directed of thee to find suitable wife, a suitable husband. Be very near. Oh, help them to commit all these things into thy hand. In their simplicity, may they humbly approach to thy throne of grace. May they find that access there. Lord, we pray thou would encourage them in the way. Oh, as we've heard but very recently of one now in glory who lost his glove and prayed that the Lord would find it for him. And there it was, as he retraced his steps on the gatepost. Oh, and he'd had an answer to his prayer. Oh, that there may be the children here, the young ones, that will have something simple and prove that thou art a prayer hearing and a prayer answering God. Lord, do bless, we pray. Now, Lord, there's others we think of and pray for them, those that are laid aside in sickness and affliction's path, to put thy healing hand, to heal, restore, health and strength, those that come to the house of God, bringing their afflictions with them. Help them, Lord, and bless them and give them health and strength. Those that may have some ordeal in front of them, Lord, do bid them fear not. Bid them peace, be still. Calm the waves. Lord, do be near. Remember those that mourn the loss of near and dear ones. Comfort their hearts. Graciously support them. Undertake for them. Lord, do then remember the widows and the widowers and those that have lost near ones, mother, father, brother, sister, child, grandchild, grandchild, lost grandparent. It's all known, Lord, do comfort. Oh, that thy people may not mourn as those that mourn without hope. Doubtless there are those in various trials, troubles and difficulties. Oh, Lord, do make thy goodness pass before them. Oh, that they may prove that thou art a prayer hearing and a prayer answering God. Ah, Lord, and sometimes in these trials and troubles and difficulties, oh, Lord, to hear thy word, be still and know that I am God. And Lord, and why when we're in those spots and places, Lord, we don't find it easy to be still. But oh, Lord, we grant thy presence and thy blessing in the word of thy grace, clothed with divine power. Then, Lord, we may be still. Lord, then do help us. We do pray that thou would remember us here tonight. Lord, as a few poor sinners, if thy will gather round thy table to do as thou hast bidden in remembrance of thee. Oh, may we come. Dear Lord, do help us. To remember, dear Lord Jesus, what thou didst suffer, bleed and die in the sinner's place, room and stead. Gracious Lord, do help us now. Lord, we need thee. We need thy help, the aid of thy spirit. Lord, if we've forgotten to ask for anything, do make up where we fail and pardon where we may have asked amiss. Remember then this each, if it prepares for heaven for glory. Oh Lord, that this service may be one of those occasions, Lord, when someone, Lord, is, can we put it like this, Lord, that has been anointed for their burial. Lord, do graciously appear. Do abundantly bless. Do make thy goodness pass before us. Do then come now, fulfill thy word, thy promise. Thou hast said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Come, open once more, touch my lips with that live coal from off that heavenly altar. As we plead, the dear one who cried, Lord, help me. We ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Part of hymn number 802, singing verses 9 to 13. Came at length the dreadful night. Vengeance with its iron rod stood and with collected might bruised the harmless Lamb of God. See my soul thy Saviour see, grovelling in Gethsemane. Hymn 802, singing verses 9 to 13. Thank you.
dependence upon thee, Lord, for all needed help. We ask your very prayerful attention again to the words you find in Matthew chapter 21 and the end of verse 10. Matthew 21, the last three words of verse 10. Who is this? Who is this? Well, we were trying to speak a little of who this was this morning. The dear Lord Jesus, in his humility, and also those sufferings that he bore on Calvary's cross, in yes, for sinners. But I want to immediately turn to this, what we find here in Isaiah chapter 63. The prophet says this in prophecy of the dear Lord Jesus himself. Who is this that cometh from Eden with dyed garments from Bozrah? This that is glorious in his apparel, travelling in the greatness of his strength, I that speak in righteousness, mighty to save. Who is this? This is Jesus whom the dear prophet is speaking of. Yes, we have in Isaiah chapter 53 the death and sufferings of the dear Lord Jesus Christ, which we mentioned a little of this morning. But here it is all, is this, that he comes forth from Eden with dyed garments of Bozrah, glorious in his apparel, travelling in the greatness of his strength. Why, it's Jesus, it's God's dear Son, who now rises triumphantly over death, hell, sin, and the grave. Yes, this mighty Saviour. I did say this morning that he died for our offences and rose again for our justification, and here it is, all it is. Comes forth with dyed garments from Bozrah. Yes, dear soul, those dyed garments. Why, here this all is indeed the captain of our salvation. Who is this? Jesus of Nazareth, as the following verse goes on. Yes, Jesus of Nazareth, captain of our salvation. The captain that came forth triumphantly. Yes. Why, this just comes to mind as we say these things. Why, after the resurrection, you say, now will I find the chapter and verse? But he came, and he came to his disciples, and why, yes, and he showed them his hands and his side. And, you know, we'll remember that Thomas wasn't there, and who had said, except I see the print of the nails and thrust my hand in his side, I'll not believe. And 8 days pass by, and Jesus comes again. And here's Thomas. Come hither, Thomas. Reach hither thy finger. Put thy finger in the print of the nails. Put thy hand in my side, and be not faithless, but believing. And Thomas could say, my Lord and my God. Who is this? Who is this that came forth from Eden with dyed garments of bosom? Who is this that glorious in apparel, travelling in the greatness of his strength? He himself prophesied, did he not? More than once, that the third day he would rise again from the dead. He rose triumphantly. And poor sinners, yes, blessed be his name, are justified in that glorious resurrection. Died for our offences and rose again for our justification. Justified in the name of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. Who is this? And why it reads there as well, does it not? Mighty to save. What does the dear hymn writer say? Jesus is a mighty saviour. Helpless souls have here a friend. He has borne their misbehaviour, and his mercy knows no end. Yes, he is almighty and able to snatch souls, sinners, from the very jaws of death, able to say to the uttermost, all them that come unto God by him. Yes, the very, very worst of sinners. The very worst. Really, you know, we don't need to look anywhere else but into our own hearts. There's the worst of sinners, isn't there? But what was it Paul said? That this is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came to the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. And yes, and we feel very often to be the chiefest of sinners. Yes, dear soul, and that the Lord blesses you with any intimation of his love and mercy to your poor, never dying soul, and that you are led into think and meditate on the death and sufferings of Christ. And dear soul, you'll feel to be the worst of sinners. Who is this? But as this thought comes to mind as well, and it's quite a solemn thought. Here was Jesus. He'd come then out of Jericho, and he was going up to Jerusalem. As I said this morning, this was his last week here as the God-man on earth. But, you see, here's the multitude. And the multitude came with him. Yes. Some were going before and some were going after. But when they come here to Jerusalem, all the city was moved, saying, who is this? Now, then it reads, and the multitude said, this is the one, the people that have followed him from Jericho. And here they come to Jerusalem. Yes, what do we read there this morning, John chapter 1?
He came unto his own, and his own received him not. Jericho represents the world. Jerusalem represents the Church of God. Yes, and there were those then that dwelt at Jerusalem. But when the Lord came, they didn't know him. Solemn thought is this: how many go in and out of the chapel and have done for years and still don't know him? Ah, they've heard the truth, they've heard the gospel preached, but they still don't know him. Ah, dear soul, may that not be said of you and I. You and I, dear soul, might be like the dear Apostle Paul. Why, we read there in chapter 2 a moment ago. What does he say to us here in chapter 3? Why, he says this: not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus the Lord. Now, dear soul, maybe you have to say this with the apostle. Yes, that you count not yourself yet to have apprehended. But dear soul, are you pressing toward the mark? The mark, yes, of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. It's here, yes, and be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know him, yes, and the power of his resurrection, the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death. Dear soul, you may say, you may hang your head, you may feel ashamed, you may say, no, I don't think I do know him. But, dear soul, can you say that this word here in Philippians 3:10 is your desire? That I may know him. To know my Jesus crucified by far excels all things beside. All earthly good I count but loss and triumph in my Saviour's cross. Knowledge of all terrestrial things near to my soul true pleasure brings. No peace but in the Son of God. No joy but through his pardoning blood. Who is this? Yes. And dear soul, that you want to know him again here in the gospel, which I nearly read, but felt led to read from the Acts of the Apostles, but here in the 4th chapter of John, there's this wonderful account of this woman at the well of Samaria. Yes, whom Christ asked for water, give me to drink. And why, you will know how the narrative unfolds. And at the end of it, you say, this woman said to him, to Christ, I know that Messiah is coming, which is called Christ. When he is come, he will tell us all things. Jesus said unto her, I that speak unto thee am he. Who is this? And the result is, you see, she went home. She went back and she said there, come see a man that told me all that ever I did. Is not this the Christ? Who is this? This is Jesus. This is Jesus. Again, who is this? Why, you read this, do we not? About the Lord Jesus here, when there was a poor man that had the dropsy or the palsy, and they couldn't get at Christ because of the multitude that was there, and they led him down through the tiling. Yes, and having led him down through the tiling, why, Jesus says to this dear man, thy sins are forgiven thee. Now, I say this here. Here's a poor man, yes, with this palsy, unable to walk, on a bed, being brought by others to Christ. They wanted him to heal him, yes. But I see this here, this dear man had got something else that was worrying him, that was bothering him, that was troubling him. And that was, he got a lot of sin. And he's let down through the tiling. And you notice the Lord, he doesn't heal him of the palsy. No, not straight away. No, when he saw their faith, he said unto him, man, thy sins are forgiven thee. Man, thy sins are forgiven thee. And the scribes and Pharisees, they began to reason, who is this which speaketh blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God alone? Christ perceived their thoughts. What reason ye in your hearts? With either to say, thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, rise up and walk, that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins. He said unto the sick of the palsy, I say unto thee, arise, take up thy couch and go to thine house. And immediately he took up, he rose up before them and took up whereon he lay, departed to his own house, glorifying God. Yes, you say, he's had the pardon of his sin, and he's healed this illness of palsy. He stands in amazement himself, and how it was that fault finding scribes and Pharisees, who is this? you know, their question, why it really only magnifies, does it not, the grace of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. Why it magnifies this glorious gospel of Christ. Why this is Jesus, yes, who came to the world to seek and to save that which was lost. And blessed be his name, he doesn't, will not change his mind. Yes, who is this? There's another case. Or perhaps it's one of the other Gospels. He says, there, son, thy sins are forgiven thee. Yes. Ah, yeah. A poor sinner being called the son. A poor sinner being called a daughter. Thy faith hath made thee whole. Again, yes, there was that woman, wasn't there? There's recorded in Luke's Gospel. Yes, it washed his feet with tears and wiped them with the hairs of her head. Yes. And there the scribes and Pharisees. Why, who is this that forgiveth sins? Who is this? Dear soul, it is Jesus. It's Jesus, dear soul. Oh, dear soul, he that has said, come unto me. Yes, we mentioned that this morning, didn't we? He that said, come unto me, all ye that heavy laden. Yes, you heavy laden, burdened souls here tonight. Come unto me, says Christ. Why, and what does the prophet in the Gospel of Isaiah say? Look unto me and be ye saved, all ye ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is none else. This, who is this? Is the only Saviour, is the only Redeemer, is the Blessed One, is the Glorious One. Who is this? Perhaps there's someone in here that's walking in something. Yes. And you really don't know what you're going to do. It's like the storm, isn't it? Yes. And you, as a little boat on the sea, and the waves run high in the billows, and perhaps, poor soul, you fear that this is going to be your watery grave. You know, the disciples were in that situation, weren't they? They were on the sea. Yes, ha. And dear soul, and there was Jesus, the top of the mountain. Yes. Looking down on the sea, looking upon them. There they were, toiling and rowing. The eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him, upon them that hope in his mercy. Yes, it is all. The eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him, upon them that hope in his mercy. And his own is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. That all seeing eye. An eye of love and mercy, pity, compassion. And his own, and he didn't stay there on the mountain. His own, he came down where they were. and say, my soul, why not for thee? Ah, they suppose they'd seen a spirit. But, you know, yes, Peter's got out of the boat. Yes, requesting quiet, Christ, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water. And Christ said, come, and he went. Then he began, poor Peter, just like some of us maybe, we get too strong, too bold, too self-confident. And then we begin to fall and sink, and we have to cry out with Peter, Lord, I perish. Yes. But he put forth his hand. Yes. And they came into the boat. Oh, and there was a calm. Immediately he was there, there was a calm. Ah, yes, dear soul, who is this that stills the storm? Who is this that says, peace, be still? And dear soul, and when he says, peace, be still, then be assured of this poor soul, there'll be no more waves, no more billows. Blessed be his name. Who is this? This is Jesus. But again, who is this? Why, who is this? We spoke about Peter this morning, didn't we? Of poor Peter's, yes, again, his confidence in himself, yes, that he'd not deny his Lord and his Master. But we mentioned the prayer that Jesus said, Simon, Satan hath desired to have thee, they may sit thee as wheat, but I have prayed for thee that thy faith there not. What we didn't say, my friend, was this, the prayers of the Lord for his people. I have prayed for thee. Who is this? I have prayed for thee. Yes, and it's not all by far. Peter is the only one that we read of the Lord's disciples, but I'm sure of this. I know there's been others since of the Lord's dear people that have walked something of Peter's path. When the Lord has said to them, yes, that Satan has desired to have thee and sit thee as wheat, but I have prayed for thee that thy faith fail not. And perhaps we didn't understand. Peter didn't understand. No. Peter felt quite confident. Yes, and maybe some of us have felt quite confident in the past. But then, suddenly, we realise we've slipped, we've stumbled, we've fallen, we've terribly backslidden. Then we cry out with the apostle, O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me the body of this sin and death? Oh, can ever God dwell here? But I have prayed for thee that thy faith fail not. Peter failed, but Peter's faith didn't fail. You see, when the Lord turned and looked upon him, yes, why, it broke Peter's heart. And he went out and he wept bitterly. He went to that throne of grace because it was the only place he could go. Yes, oh, is that where you and I went?
to that throne of grace. In spite of all our sin and iniquity and transgression, and pleaded that blood that does for sin atone, that blood whereby the church of God is freed. Who is this? Yes, and this is Jesus who forgives sin. Who remembers their sin no more. Their sin shall not be mentioned unto them. Why, yes, dear soul. And, you know, we get there, maybe, dear soul, with yes, shame. Hang our head in shame. Blush with shame. Hide our face from others. You know, there's humility here in the heart of a poor sinner. But dear soul, yes, presently, few of us will be found at this ordinance of the Lord's Supper. I don't forget. Four, maybe five, but I think it's 4 years ago today, when the Lord so quietly, lovingly, sweetly applied those words as I read them here at the ordinance. This is my broken body, which is broken for you. Who is this? It's Jesus. It's Jesus. Yes, yes, oh, why, again, you see, he makes intercession for us with cries and groans which cannot be uttered. You think of the intercessory prayer of Jesus here, as in John 17. Why, what did he say this? Why, it's a praying for his people. Why, he declares what he has done. I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world. Thine they were, and thou gavest them me, and they have kept thy word. Now they have known that all things whatsoever thou hast given me are of thee. Goes on, I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine, and all mine are thine, and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. I love what the hymn writer says. In one of the earlier hymns of the book, by covenant transaction and blood, says Jesus, my people are mine. Their sin-bearing victim I stood, and for them my life did resign. Who is this? For them my life did resign. Jesus sought me when a stranger, wandering from the fold of God, he to save my soul from danger, interposed his precious no wonder good John Newton says, amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved the wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now I see. Yes, dear soul, and this prayer, why, I must, as helped by the Lord, speak of this 24th verse. Father, I will that they also whom thou hast given me be with me where I am,
that they may behold my glory, which thou hast given me, for thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. Father, this the intercession of Christ, praying for his people. Yes, Father, I will, that they also, those that have transgressed thy word, thy commands, yes, but those that have come to me in confession of their sin, of their transgressions, who have been burdened, who have cried to me for mercy, who have sought my face, who have desired to walk in my ways. Father, I will that they also, yes, they also, yes, that woman that washed my feet with tears and wiped them with the hairs of her head, that poor man that was let down through the tiling, that man that was full of leprosy, this one and that one that are sitting in Swayze Chapel tonight, Father, I will that they also. Who is this? Jesus interceding on their behalf. Father, I will that they also, whom thou hast given me, they were, the Lord's people were given to Christ yonder back in eternity past. What does he say to us here about this in John chapter 10, this chapter of he is the shepherd, and I trust and hope you and I as the sheep. My sheep hear my voice, I know them and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father which gave them me. My Father which gave them me. He gave them to me. Them. Yes, those that are found recorded in the word of God's grace. Psalm, these verses come to my mind. Them whom has given me them. Behold, the eye of the Lord's upon them that fear him, upon them that hope in his mercy, to deliver their soul from death and keep them alive in famine. Yes, the eye of the Lord's upon them that fear him, upon them that hope in his mercy. Yes, have you got a little humble hope in his mercy tonight regarding your poor never-dying soul? Yes, this is Jesus. Father, I will that they also be with me where I am. Where is Christ? Where is Christ tonight, dear soul? Is in the right hand of the Father, in the heavens. Why, here in Revelation chapter 3, 4, 5, why, what do we read? Chapter 4, there's John saw a door opened, and I heard, as it were, a trumpet talking with me, come up hither, and I will show thee things which must be hereafter. And then, dear soul, it goes on here, and in chapter 5, as you say, in chapter 4, there's one that sat on the throne, God the Father. And then I saw at the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within, and on the back side sealed with 7 seals, and there was no one that could open these books. But then this old, it comes like this. And behold, and lo, in the midst of the throne, and of the four beasts, in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb, as it had been slain, having 7 horns, 7 eyes, which are the 7 spirits of God sent forth to the earth. And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat on the throne. And when he had taken the book, the 4 beasts and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden veils full of odours. Listen, which are the prayers of the saints. Which are the prayers of the saints. And they sang a new song, saying, thou art worthy to take the book and open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain and has redeemed us to God. Who is this? And has redeemed us to God. By thy blood out of every kindred, tongue, people and nation. Be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, yes, which thou hast given me, for thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. Ah. He loves his people, great and small, and grasping hard, embraces all, and gnaw the soul apart. Tours will I pant through death, cries with his expiring breath, 'tis finished and complete. Who is this? This is Jesus. This is, oh, is he that came to seek and to save the lost. And say, my soul, why not for thee? Yes. Why not? Yes. The very, very worst of sinners. Don't let any poor soul go home from this chapel tonight thinking that minister's been preaching far above my head. I hope I haven't. Dear soul, he came to save the worst of sinners. And you can put yourself there in that category, can you not? I can. And dear soul, and he has said, and him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast. I will in no wise, no circumstance. I must close, but who is this? You sung that lovely hymn a moment ago, a part of it. 802 regarding Jesus in Gethsemane. But there's, oh, there in Gethsemane, his intercession. Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. He knew what lied before him. You've got a very simple view, if I can put that, if that's the right word, I doubt it, but dear soul, Why, there is the God-man, Jesus. But now, listen to the eternal Saviour, the blessed Redeemer. Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Then this whole is this. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. Nevertheless. Yes, he came to seek and to save the lost. Psalm 40, I think the last verse. I am poor and needy, yet the Lord thinketh upon me. Who is this? Who is this that thinks upon me? When grovelling in Gethsemane's garden, sweating as it were, great drops of blood fall into the ground, says, Father, nevertheless. Yes, poor and needy, yet the Lord thinketh upon me. This thought that dares Jesus with his mouth in the dust, knowing what lied before him, but he sees his people. He sees his bride. He sees his church. He sees poor repentant sins. And he thinks upon them. And he loves them with an everlasting love. And therefore, with loving kindness, he draws them. What's the dear hymn writer say? Yes, that the Lord would love his people. When this poor lisping, stammering tongue lies silent in the grave, then in a nobler, sweeter song I'll sing to Jesus that died to save. Amen.
Collections last Lord's Day was £699, for which we are very thankful. God willing, Mr. Field will administer the Lord's Supper after this service and address the prayer meeting tomorrow evening. Mr. Timothy Rosier will preach on Wednesday evening, and Mr. Gilbert Hyde next Lord's Day. And the church members hope to meet for prayer on Friday evening. Let us close with hymn 1116. Stricken, smitten, and afflicted, see him dying on the tree. 'Tis the Christ by man rejected. Yes, my soul, 'tis he, 'tis he. 'Tis the long-expected prophet, David's son, yet David's Lord. Proofs I see sufficient of it. 'Tis a true and faithful word. Hymn 1116.
Thank you.
do bless thine own word, and pardon, forgive, Lord, anything we may have uttered amiss. Make up where we failed, and Lord, and do bless us now as few poor sinners meet around thy table to do as thou hast bidden in remembrance of thee. And Lord, and if there should be any that will stay behind to witness, bless their souls as they do witness, and be near them and help us now. And now may the grace of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, love of God, the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, be with us each.